Now, starting off with some positive news on the housing front, and any news of any development is positive given the housing crisis that we are living through and have been for the last number of years. But we're told building will start immediately on 249 houses and apartments in Killarney. That's according to the managing director of the company behind the development. And Bord Pleanála has granted planning permission for the multi-million euro development in Cronin's Wood on the Upper Park Road. The Planning Appeals Board has rejected an appeal by Lough Salmon and Trout Anglers Association, which objected to Kerry County Council's decision to approve planning for the project in Killarney. Brian Galvin is Managing Director of KPH Construction and Development Limited, which made the application. He told Radio Kerry they're delighted that in Bord Pleanála has the same view as the council. It's an excellent development site that's already been partly developed and they're ready to begin construction immediately. The development will consist of 143 houses, 106 apartments and a creche. Cathaoirleach of Killarney Municipal District Councillor Niall Kelleher is welcoming the decision as with me on the line. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Gerard.
Now, ordinarily, a housing development planning commission wouldn't be making Kerry today as a discussion point, but I suppose it's a sign of the situation that we are in that it's seen particularly for Killarney as very positive news and much needed.
Yes, look, Gerry, we have a particular problem in Killarney. It's a very attractive place to live. It's an attractive place for people to retire. And there's quite a large workforce in Killarney. And, you know, it is very fair to say we have difficulties when it comes to housing. We have difficulties in relation to young couples being able to afford housing in Killarney. And this development singularly is probably really... The numbers that we're talking about here of 249 units is surpassing what Killarney has done over the last 4 to 5 years. And that has to be very welcome, and it will change the dynamic in relation to the housing market in Killarney in the provision of these units. As I say, there's 249 units that have been granted planning permission, 2 5-bed houses, 6 4-bed, 117 3-bed, 18 2-bed, and you have 68 two-bed apartments and 38 one-bed apartments. So this is all very, very welcome news. And, you know, I've been working hard to be able to have the provision of an affordable housing scheme in Killarney. And I'm hopeful the Kerry County Council will seek approval from the Department of Housing to develop an affordable housing scheme in the town. This will allow us to develop the scheme either with the local authority or with a builder so that young couples will be able to afford to buy a house and to live and work in Killarney.
And that's the key thing. The question will be, and you mentioned young couples though, what will the price of these houses be? Will they be affordable for young couples?
That's where the affordable housing scheme comes in, Gerry. The average price of a house in Killarney, Gerry, is quite large. You know, we've seen it and it's been reported in your own radio station in relation to the V93 air code, and it's the largest price of property. And that's because Killarney is a very attractive place for people to come to and to retire. And one important point, and this has been raised to me also, in the grant of this planning permission that has been granted, it is for people that will be living in these properties. It is not, there's a particular restriction on corporate entities having these properties, and it quite simply says that it restricts all houses permitted for first occupation by individuals. And that is a welcome scenario in the conditions that are here.
So these won't end up all being on Airbnb down the road?
Yeah, certainly, absolutely. And look, the other part, it is important to acknowledge this site already had planning permission. It was effectively a change of the planning permission. So it's very welcome. And I welcome the news that you've got from the builder to confirm that they're going to start straight away, because, look, planning permission is there for 5 years. No one has to start. But they have committed that they are going to start the development as soon as it is practicable. And that will be welcome, and that will free up some rental properties. It will also be able for people that are willing to look at affordables. And there are other buildings, planning permissions. There was a recent planning permission on Park Road for more units. So it is welcome, and we're seeing the signs of government's policy in relation to it, in relation to the land tax, vacant land tax, all come into situation and into play. And this is
Is that one, though, working, Niall? I mean, we figures recently there was 1,800 properties applicable in terms of a vacant property tax or vacant homes tax, sorry. And by the time it was whittled down by exemptions and everything else, it was something like 248 had to pay it. That doesn't seem like much of a net of a tax to catch people, to try and force people to do something with their property.
Well, it's the site story is the issue. You have large sites that are able to be built, and while there are infrastructure differences and in relation to it, this allows provision, and we're going to be dealing, not going to be unless I'm re-elected, but the Killarney Municipal Authority will be dealing with the rezoning of the Killarney Municipal District towards the latter half of this year, and that will all be something that will be very conscious on our minds when we're looking at zoning lands that are available.
To apply pressure to make sure there's land available, but also make sure people who are holding land use it.
Well, look, I've been very, very critical of the planning regulator and the way that he forced us in the last plan to zone just the amount of land for the housing need that you have.
Yeah.
That doesn't allow provision for people who have lands that are unserviced or that are also a situation wherein people are not willing to sell the land or most importantly, people are actively farming the land. That is something that we need to take very serious consideration into when we're developing that plan. Should I be looking to be re-elected in June to do so?
Niall, a listener asks, is this going to be a council housing estate or a private housing estate?
It's a private developer, so it's not a council housing estate. There will be provision of social housing within it, because that's in every housing estate, that there is a 20%
provision. There's a mix there.
There is a mix, absolutely, and it is also possible that the developer could sell some of these to an approved housing body. I don't know the situation in relation to that, but no matter whether it is the provision of approved housing body accommodation as well as social housing, I do see the words in there in relation to the supply of affordable housing, and I would like to see that an affordable housing opportunity at possibly this site or some other site in Killarney be brought to fruition in the very, very near future. And I have you've heard of me pushing this in Kerry County Council. I'll continue to do so. And I've invited the Minister for Housing down to Killarney and to Kerry as well. And I would hope that he'll take up that offer.
Yeah, and it needs to be pushed team. Because we have news this morning from the latest Daft housing report that the number of homes available to buy is now at its lowest level in at least 17 years, well below half the pre-COVID level, according to that report. 24% down on the number available first draft housing report in 2007. It's always darkest before the dawn in terms of the right direction in housing by this government?
Well, let's be clear, Gerry. We've had an 85% increase in commencement notices in February of this year compared to February 23. The housing policy is working. Has it been a very big issue? Of course it is. But when we see the likes of this situation, and just take this planning we're referring to, Kerry County Council had 16 weeks to make a decision. It went on board Pinala. They had to make a decision by yesterday. There was no delay. It's a large infrastructure development. The decision was made. It wasn't part of the normal on board Pinala process that we've waited, and on board Pinala has been a significant issue for this government, but I believe the Minister has delivered in the workings of it, and we see the fruition of a large-scale planning development in our town this morning because of direct decisions of the government. We've a lot to do, Gerry. Let's not take from that.
Have you final question. Have you adequately planned for the future? Niall, the reason I ask this is because one of the pressures that we are facing is a pressure of success. It's to do with population growth. John Nocton wrote a piece in The Guardian on Saturday. Now, it was a piece critical of Ireland's development and critical of the government, saying we have our open arms for tech titans, we've record surpluses, but we're failing in terms of housing and public services. And he made the point that Ireland's the only country in Europe with a population explosion on its hands. 5.5 to 6.7 million people projected to be living here by 2051. And by the end of the century, it'll be possibly 10 million people living here. Now, 2051 is less than 20 years away. So the reason why we are where we are is because we failed to plan for population growth. And I do concede the economic crash had a big role to play in the housing situation we're now in. However, we're 13 years on for that. So are we? Have we factored that in? Is this government planning for that? Yeah, is that what you're telling me here, that we're going to get ready for?
I remember 5 and 6 years ago, we were talking about that we had built houses in the wrong places and there was no need for these houses. We had a period in this country that no new houses were being built. And especially social housing, when our social housing list was increasing massively in numbers, and we were not building social housing, nor were approved housing bodies as active as they are today. So we've had effectively 7-8 years of non-existent house building, and we've had to get it ramped up, get apprentices in place, get people trained. So there's significant issues there, but it is fair to say, and we've had COVID in the middle of it, but it is fair to say that we are constantly seeing the increase in numbers. We've had a massive cost of living crisis that has affected house building on a very significant role, but I believe that the measures that are being put in place by this government are playing to a figure. Are we where we need to be?
No, 50,000 houses a year. We are not.
But we have to build sustainably, and we can't go back to the days that we had in 2005, 2006, and possibly nearly towards 2007 before the crash, where we had not appropriate measures in place in relation to sustainable and proper development. And while I am critical of the regulator in relation to some of the elements in relation to their planning policy, there is quite a lot of work being done in relation to planning for the future. And part of this development provides for large situations as a bond of nearly €250,000, as well as a provision of levies of another €250,000 for the provision of infrastructure to access this site. And that is something that is always particularly difficult to be done, but the provision is put in this. So there's a lot of work to be done, no doubt in relation to that, but we're making a lot of steps in the right direction. We're training and qualifying our apprentices. There's a work to be done in provision of apprentices places and expanding that as well to allow us to qualify the people that are needed to build these houses.
Okay, all right, we're going to leave it there. That's a Cathaoirleach of Killarney Municipal District, Niall Kelleher, talking about that new development. A listener gets in touch and says, great news about the new house for Killarney, but how affordable will they be to a normal person? Previous groups of houses for sale prices were outrageous, 600,000 plus. Will the price of these be relevant to people on average wages? Well, I did ask that question to Niall Kelleher right at the very start, and he gave the answers. There are provision, first of all, it's not going to be bought by corporate entities. They'll have to be used for people who live in them, and also there will be an element of social housing in the mix as well, and affordable homes too. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us.